This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Friday, January 11th. Will grains fall on Thursday, including the wheat market? From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The GASC was buying big from Russia, and that just dashed the hopes for the U.S. wheat. We were hoping to get a little piece of that action. After losing that business and the index fund rebalancing is also putting pressure on that wheat market, so it really pushed it a little bit lower. Yet we're still staying within the channel that wheat has been in, between $5 and $5.25. It seems that wheat, corn, and soybeans all have been just bouncing around back and forth, waiting for some relief from the government shutdown as well as the U.S.-China trade resolution. And nothing has happened on either front, and that's why we're seeing our markets trade the way they are. I expect that it's going to be the same thing tomorrow and next week if we don't finally get a resolution one way or another.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 6.25 at 5.13¾. March corn was down 5.75 at 3.77. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6.15 to 6.35. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were down 6.75, ranging from 6.48¾ to 6.58¾. BNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were down 6.5, ranging from 6.59 to 6.69. Live cattle for February were up 7.5 cents at 125.02½. January feeder cattle were down 7.5 cents to 148.80. In January, Class 3 milk was up 3 cents at 14.08.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.